Well, as we get closer to the summer and what will hopefully be the warmer and slightly drier weather, yeah, all the tennis fans are looking forward to getting out on court. We haven't caught up with Andrew Yap, the regional tennis manager, for a while, so I thought I'd have a word to him today. Andrew, how you doing, mate?
Good, Andrew. Thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. So what's coming up this summer for our local tennis around the Upper Hunter?
Well, local tennis is, looking pretty good this summer, actually. From a state and national level, first of all, obviously, we've got the Australian Open back to full capacity in Melbourne.
That is good.
Prior to that, Sydney's going to see its biggest summer of tennis that it's ever had with the ATP Cup coming back in the first week of January, followed by the Sydney Tennis Classic, which will see some of the world's best players making their way over and getting back to the course in New South Wales. And then the flow-on effect that we're expecting that to have throughout the state is going to be huge. And locally, there's a fair bit going on as well. In Muswellbrook, we've got some comps that are returning, the Muswellbrook and Olympic Park. There we've got their Thursday and Monday comps starting back up. Their coaching's coming back in the new year for the juniors. Obviously, we've had another COVID-affected year this year, and the juniors have missed out a little bit in some areas, but it's really great to see that our junior coaching is going to be back on in Muswellbrook come the new year.
It must be a bonus for you when you consider with the international level of tennis that comes out in summer, that must be something that the kids get excited to buy, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I want a tennis racket for Christmas and let's get some coaching lessons.
Absolutely. I mean, the flow-on effect from the international or the exposure from the international players is huge. You know, we're working really closely on the ground with schools as well at the moment with the ANZ Racket Roadshow, and 200 schools throughout the state have got a racket in the hand of each of their kindergarten students. So we're equipping them, and we've got the high-level summer of tennis to get them excited, and then all of the local activations happening and the clubs around the Shire.
The ANZ Racket Roadshow, that's an awesome name.
Yeah, it's something that's been running for a good few years now, and this year, with the support of ANZ, the Racket Roadshow has delivered over 200,000 rackets to kindergarten students throughout the country.
Wow!
So it's really a really good milestone to hit. And we're really pleased to be able to get out into the schools with our coaches on the ground and our development staff, and the kids love it, and the teachers love it, and it's just a really good way to get some early excitement of tennis in our school kids.
Doesn't hurt to have an absolute icon. I mean, I say this, she's only young, but Ash Barty, she carries herself beautifully, and she's also a champion.
Oh, we could not ask for a better role model, Andrew, honestly. She's, the quiet achiever, the absolute exemplary athlete on and off the court. We're really lucky, and I think she's really going to set tennis up for a really strong legacy for many years to come.
Well, for all the potential Ash Bartys that are out there, where do they go to find out more information as they head into the summer, mate?
Easiest thing is just to Google your local tennis club. So whether you're in Muswellbrook or if you're up the road in Scone, there's plenty going on. Holiday camps are starting, Scone, Denman, Cassillis. You'll be able to see some of the great work that's being done on court resurfacing around the region as well. Junior coaching. And, looking set for a renewed calendar of competition tennis starting in the new year as well.
Very much so. Andrew Yap, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk tennis. Good luck in the new year. We will speak again.
Look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you.